This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
3G cell service is about to be extinct. From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo in for David Brancaccio. First, with Russian troops amassed at the Ukrainian border, the geopolitical crisis in Eastern Europe is affecting markets. Wall Street is closed for President's Day, but futures are lower. European markets are declining as well. Oil and natural gas prices are heading higher. From London, the BBC's Victoria Craig has more on the evolving situation.
A meeting with no confirmed date and no confirmed attendees has shaken global markets. Overnight, the U.S. and France indicated a summit had been agreed in principle between Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin so long as a Russian invasion of Ukraine could be avoided. But this morning, Russia poured cold water on hopes of a breakthrough in ongoing negotiations, saying no plans had been made for an in-person meeting between the two leaders. The Kremlin said diplomacy will continue, but at the foreign minister level for now. Meanwhile, at a meeting in Brussels today, Ukraine's foreign minister is urging the European Union to impose immediate sanctions against Russia in order to ward off any invasion by Moscow. Experts, though, say there appear to be splits among EU member states about the strength and timing of any such sanctions. Russia continues to deny it's planning an invasion of neighboring Ukraine, despite amassing hundreds of thousands of troops on the border. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
We've talked a bit on this program about food prices. The Labor Department says they're up 7% compared to last year around this time. But that doesn't necessarily translate to 7% more profit for farmers, Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains.
Ongoing problems in the supply chain have pushed up farmers' costs. Kevin McNew, chief economist at the online marketplace The Farmers Business Network, says a wide range of products they use to grow crops are affected.
That includes feed, that includes chemical, and it especially includes fertilizer, which is a really key bottom line item on the budget for our farmers.
Labor and equipment costs are surging too. This comes after a relatively good year. Prices for commodities like soybeans and corn rose in 2021, and the USDA estimates farm profits grew by 25%. Those profits are predicted to drop back, says Patrick Westhoff, who directs the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri.
Farmers' costs are probably going to be up more than their receipts are going to be in 2022.
Westhoff says if crop prices stay high, that could limit the damage to farmers' bottom lines. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Farmers may have another challenge to deal with. Some of their equipment runs on soon-to-be-extinct 3G cell service. On Wednesday, AT&T plans to turn off the lumbering legacy signal. Other carriers plan to do the same before year's end. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports that many rural parts of the country will need to adjust to the end of 3G.
In the early 2000s, 3G networks were the first to give our phones high-speed connectivity. And while most Americans have long since moved on to more advanced tech,
rural communities are still on the wrong side of the digital divide.
Whitney Coe is with the Center for Rural Strategies. In remote areas, she says providers were slower to build out 4 and 5G networks, so folks who live there have been slower to upgrade. Plus, she says compared to other areas, rural America has a higher proportion of low-income people.
The likelihood of them not being able to afford a device is big.
And it's not just phones. Carrie Bennett with the Rural Wireless Association says some farm and industrial equipment relies on 3G.
You might use it to monitor what's going on with an oil rig or a wind turbine or an irrigation system.
Cell service providers have been warning their customers that the sun is setting on 3G. Some are offering free or low-cost upgrades to those in need. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Australia is open to international tourists again. Vaccinated tourists. Before the pandemic, about 9 million foreign visitors went down under each year. Australia's tourism industry is poised to find out whether 2 years of pandemic pain are finally coming to an end. BBC's Phil Mercer reports from the land of koala bears.
International tourists were the lifeblood of Featherdale Wildlife Park in Sydney, accounting for two-thirds of its trade. The koalas were the stars of the show, along with a dazzling supporting cast. Domestic visitors have helped to keep the park afloat, but its managing director, Chad Staples, says the reopening of Australia's borders is a significant moment.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we've been waiting for this now for over 2 years. We used to welcome people from all over the world to Featherdale because it's the most diverse collection of Australian animals anywhere. So it was a real tick box for people to come. And so when that goes from 65% of your business to zero, you notice it.
But while there's optimism about the future, in the tourist town of Lura, in the World Heritage listed Blue Mountains, there's also a wariness about expecting too much too soon. Kareem Angel is the general manager at Joseph Ann's Fine Chocolates.
It's not going to be a magic recovery. I think it'll be a slow start. It's a scary time. You don't want to go to a foreign country and get stuck. So maybe it'll be quite a slow start, but hopefully it'll build up and people will feel safe coming to our beautiful country again.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, said his country was going from COVID cautious to COVID confident when it comes to travel. He promised that international tourists who come to Australia would have one of the greatest experiences they could ever imagine. After almost 2 years, they're now being welcomed back.
That was Phil Mercer of our editorial partner, the BBC, reporting from Sydney. An update about former President Donald Trump's social media venture, Truth Social. It went live on Apple's App Store late last night. Some users who downloaded it said they had trouble registering or got a message to wait because of high demand. The app's description compares it to, quote, a giant outdoor event tent at your best friend's wedding. I'm Nova Safo with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.